Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Friday night BBS show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is Paranormal Night. And we'll just clear the date today. So today is the 13th of April, 2018. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. You may have more than one screen, so whatever you have up will put peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, you have a situation happening. We'll clear that away. So think of your particular situation, emotional something or other, or trauma or physical pain, and releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, a little more energy there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and yesterday we did on the conference call that we had, I took off the poison in the caps of the people's legs who are on the call. And this was from external or maybe even internal invisible hydraulic hoses and things that the aliens do to us. And so if you were on the call yesterday, if you could send us an email on how you are doing having that poison, we'll just say from the hydraulic fluid or whatever it was, leaky hoses going into your calves, let us know how you're doing with that. I could have some emails if you could send some in for tonight. Since this is very paranormal, I don't think anybody out there is even talking about having these attachments done to us that you can't see that cause us harm. So I guess we'll bring our co-host on. So Ann, are you out there or are you with us?
Hello, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Yes, I am most definitely here. It is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Welcome, everyone. That is Ron Ametron speaking, and so if you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. Ron is here bringing source energy healing to the planet. He has a fantastic website, creationlightship.com. If you have not been to that or experienced some of Ron's extremely powerful healings, you'll want to check that out after our show tonight. In the meantime, you can reach us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or by clicking on the link on the BBS page to the We Believe Fast Chat page, and that also comes right in. And what Ron is referring to, where he did he always does wonderful healings, but he did a special one yesterday, is his weekly calls that he does every week, and that was the Thursday call. They're at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. All the information for this is on Ron's website. It's only $20 to come on the call, which is announced as an hour, but always goes longer, at least an hour and a half, and sometimes longer than that. So they're really great, and you really can accomplish a lot of healing. So I invite you to check into that. And thank you, Ron, for the clearings that you always do at the start of these radio shows, where you clear the date and any trauma that's particularly bothering us, because it's Ron's intention and teaching to all of us that we be peaceful. So I feel that you really, Ron, if we tune into the show and we're not at peace, if we're not heart-centered, when you do those clearings of taking the energy of the date, those numbers away from us, and also clear something that's bothering us, it really helps. And yep. I haven't asked this in a long time, but does it seem to you that we have a peaceful listening audience tonight?
Yeah, there's a few people that are maybe a little agitated, so I'll do a clearing for them. So here we go. Think of your situation again that's bugging you. And here we go. Let's release that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should help the ones that are having a little more difficulties. So back to you, Ann.
That's great, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to go into our emails. I know one person did write in already about yesterday's wonderful hoses, whatever we had in our bodies already, but I want to go back. There's a couple of older questions in here, and then we'll see if we get some more. So, well, here's a question, and maybe we can talk about a couple of the healings. I keep getting pins in my feet, legs, and whole body. I'm doing a bunch of clearings, including the alien attack. I also have this sound in my head that doesn't go away. Is there something I'm missing as far as the clearings? What's going on? Are these alien attacks or something else?
Well, when you have pinpricks, that's alien stuff. So just keep doing your clearings and timeline crashes on it. So eventually it'll probably start to go away, and hopefully you're on the eliminating alien attacks also. So
I think that's the one they said, the alien attack one they are doing.
Yeah. Yep, that's good. So it'll probably you know, dampen down a little bit here. So some people, they do it for like a week and stuff's gone. There are other people that maybe it takes a month, but. Typically, you know, it should help you. The less you think about the situation, you know, the sooner you're going to be off of it, because they tie into your thoughts. And, you know, you might try some of that special, I think it's called Reflexit. I think Office Home Depot has it. It's that silver foil, that's Mylar. I think the rolls are typically 4 foot high, maybe by 25 feet. Price, I'm not sure of. I'll say, you know, $35-$50 or something. That's also good to put maybe under your mattress on the wall behind you. Maybe you can make a little pup tent sort of over your bed. And that can help to eliminate that stuff also. So back to you.
Okay. On Wednesday's BBS show, you did a release of the emotional body from a year in the 300s. I think it was 304 or 334. I'm not sure now. But anyway, someone said, wrote in to say, immediately after you did that release, Ron, I felt warmth in my body and a feeling of peace. Thank you.
Great.
Yes, that was really wonderful.
So I could pick another date, or you could, and I'll do the clearing if you were living on that particular day at a given age. So why don't you pick a year there, and we'll do one more.
Okay, well, that person said it was 304. How about 204?
Okay, here we go. 204 AD, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little heavy, I better do up to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. So we'll see if anybody feels a little better after that. Remember, we're
okay.
Taking away the energy of whatever happened, either from you, your soul family, entities, or whatever you're connected to, going back to that date. So that should be very helpful for you. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it over to you again.
Okay. Oh, and I was wondering, Ron, if you don't mind, since I feel we have new listeners tonight, you could tell them why you count like that.
Oh, yeah, I have to command the energy, to move the energy. At the expo, they just snap my fingers instead of counting. So counting is easier on the radio than it would be to snap my fingers. So I could use the alphabet or do something else, but counting is pretty simple. So back to you.
Okay. And there was a different subject live healing call today that Ron did, and it was to clear us of entities, or another word for those, for the entity is ghost, that hang around us, disrupting our lives, and sometimes even like hide in our bodies. And so that was the subject of today's clearing call. And a person wrote in, and I'm not sure that he's exactly referring to today's call, but he says, I told the entities in my body I'm not drinking alcohol ever again. So please leave. And some did leave. Some very negative ones left.
Very good.
Yeah. That is a very good idea. And, okay, I wanted to go, wait, there's one other, interestingly, there's another email about alcohol and drugs. Let me just see if I can find that one, because it's somewhat related to what that person just said. I thought it was very interesting. We sometimes get emails like that. Here it is. People writing on the same subject. On entities and alcohol, one person put it very nicely. When a person becomes drunk, their spirit is uncomfortable with the intoxicated body and leaves, while attached to the body by a silver cord. When the spirit leaves, ghosts come into the body as well as ghouls and dark entities that control the body and cause a blackout. Drugs do the same thing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, yeah. They take over the body, you know, so the body is the host to whatever comes into it, and your spirit is supposed to be fully in you, which is not for most people. You know, but typically, if your spirit was in you 100%, then nothing could come in. And so if your spirit's with you inside of your body, we'll say 80%, then you have 20% of unknown energies in you. Now, when you get intoxicated or whatever, then the spirit leaves, and now you're open 100% to whatever wants to use your body, because you allowed them to come in by doing so. So not only did you sabotage your spirit, but you sabotage your body. And sometimes the outcome isn't very pleasant, especially if you got into a car and you're intoxicated and you caused a wreck. Now, was it you wanting to leave? No, it's probably the entities wanting to drive your car. And moving your body, moving your foot to the gas pedal, and moving your hands and arms to steer the car, and not having your body's consciousness, which is kind of all-knowing because it knows how to do stuff on its own, you know, so like automatic, you know. And so when that happens, that automatic instinct, we'll call it, is dampened down a whole bunch, or taken over by the aliens or entities that come into you. And if you had a suicidal one come in, as far as an entity, you could find a way to commit suicide just by driving your car, because if it wants to experience that. Remember, when they leave you, then they don't care what happens to your body. You know, they'll find somebody else to play with. And you have, you know, your own train wreck, whatever that would be, in that process. And, you know, they don't stick around for that. because they hold the body responsible for its actions. They don't hold, you know, the entities or the spirit realm responsible. It's just your physical body. So that's what happens. And unfortunately, some people don't know about that, or they find out after the fact, and there's a lot of damage done. So back to you.
Okay.
Oh, so I'll go further here. And they even come in to people who are playing sports. You know, people who are maybe, you know, whatever contact sport there are, even basketball or whatever, or the hockey for the Olympics and stuff, you know. They're out there trying to do their best, whatever they're doing, and they may ask for help. Maybe they do their prayers and, you know, whatever else, and entities come into them that were hockey players or, you know, football players, and they have rage, and they get really upset, and because they come in that way wanting to win. And then they do things that are, you know, just not right. So, you know, all sports, you know, typically are like that. The entities come in and take over the body. So back to you.
Okay, so could we say simply, Ron, that they're attracted to emotion, right? They're like, ooh, that person looks fun or interesting, or I'll get what I need from this person.
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, that's probably pretty correct.
Okay. All right, so we got a couple of emails about the old alien equipment you removed from our bodies, Ron, on that call yesterday. One person wrote in to say, I woke up this morning with pain similar to muscle strain in both calves, and then I remembered Ron took out those awful hoses and hydraulics. Thank you so much. Pain was temporary. Feel great now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah, because your body will adjust, you know, in its own time. So very good. Remember, it has to integrate the healing. So very possibly maybe some of those leaky hoses or whatever was there, the decaying of hydraulic lines, the poisons that they use. A lot of the stuff that I've seen is actually a green fluid, where, you know, stuff we have here is maybe like a car transmission would be red in theory, and some is actually kind of a brown colored. But anyway, what I saw was mainly a green energy that we were taking out of people.
Well, thank you, Ron. I do appreciate that. And someone else wrote in to say, hi, a terrible pain I've had for months in my right thigh disappeared. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll probably be doing more of that maybe on the Sunday call coming up here. So if you're not on the call, you can get on it if you wish. You know, just sign up for it and be taking off some of this stuff, because you don't know what your actual problem is. You may be dealing with an issue for a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, like this here is pretty new. I knew about these hoses for a long, long time, but this is actually the first time that I've actually worked with them with people on call. So anyway, we'll see what we can do on this Sunday's call. And that starts at 11 o'clock Pacific. So back
yes.
to you, Ann.
Okay. And as Ron said, the information about that is on Ron's website. And he does three of those six-hour calls every month. So one has passed, but there, as he said, there is this one coming up on Sunday the 15th and another one on April 22nd. And you, those start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, but you may be a registered absentee on those. You don't actually have to listen to the call. Of course, I recommend that you do at least the first time, because it is, you know, interesting to learn. But once you sign up and pay for that call. Whether you call in or not, you will get a phone number when you sign up, but whether you even call in or not, you will still get all of the healings that Ron does for the day. And if you're not going to be on it live, what you want to do is write down what it is you'd like worked on, whatever physically is going on with you, and have it near you or on your computer, or actually tape it on your body, as many people do, because Ron will give us an opportunity to request our own healings during the day. And also at the end, he's added in a two-hour period for special personal healings on Creation Lightship. Oh, and while I'm talking, also this month he has a special call, which he's been doing a lot of these lately, and this one is really exciting. It's Saturday, April 21st. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and it only costs $20, which is amazing, Ron. It's very generous of you, because these calls are so powerful. And it's going to be a brain cell rejuvenation healing session. It is wonderful. It's the third one Ron is doing for us. So if you can possibly get on that call, I recommend it very highly. Okay, I'll move on to some more emails, Ron. Is there anything you want to share more about the brain call or anything?
Well, just get on it. You know,
oh,
it can help
I
you.
Should.
Sure. So just come on the call.
Yes, and I want to just add, again, in case you're new, you'll want to go to Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a place where you're invited to put your email address in, and then you will receive Ron's email announcements about any special calls that he does, and he sends out at the beginning of the month the dates for those Sunday calls, and there's one Saturday call as well that he does every month. So it's good to get on that list.
And then we got our pictures. If you want to put your picture in the light chamber for the San Mateo Expo, maybe you could fill them in on that. It'll be the Monday. I need it probably by the weekend. So a week from this weekend, I need the picture to print out so we can take it with us and put it in the light chamber. So it's $100. Send a donation. Send me the receipt on it along with a current picture of you. And if you have, you know, a dog or cat or something, chicken, you can put that in also as a separate picture. And that will go in the light chamber also. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great, Ron. Yes. And what that means is you'll receive Source Energy Light Infusion for the whole weekend anytime the light chamber is in use, which is a lot, almost the whole weekend during the days. And also, if you can go to the San Mateo Expo, you'll have the opportunity to go in person and also meet Ron. And it's all the expos are really fun. And so if you're in the San Mateo area, San Mateo, California, it's right near San Francisco, it's a really fun thing. And again, all the information you can link to anyway on Ron's website. Okay, so something else about aliens maybe and paranormal. So good evening all. On Wednesday night, as I was peacefully drifting into sleep, there was a short, intense scuffle around my body. It woke me up, and when I opened my eyes, there was nothing physically there, but I did have a strong feeling of some lingering, intense energy. My take on this was that I was in the process of being abducted, but that my time-traveling soldier buddies intervened. Content that I was safe, I went back to sleep. Then last night, Thursday night, I had a three times repeating dream that I was being abducted, and in the dream I had the presence of mind to call for my time traveling buddies for help, at which point the dream ended. What is your take on this, Ron? Thanks.
I'd say you're pretty correct on that. So I'd say yes. And you better do some timeline crashing to get off those dreams. You don't want to have any dreams about being abducted. Remember, you are abducted. You just didn't finish the dream out here, but you were there physically having that happen to you. Remember, all dreams are real in a different dimension.
in the darkness. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. And thank you for the wonderful timeline crashing healing that you supply for us so that we can get off those timelines and only be here now. Someone else wrote in.
The timeline crashing is what you want to do a lot. If you have any dreams like that or anything. Plus, that tells you that you're on the old Earth still, not on the new Earth. So, how to do that when you're sleeping, I don't know what to tell you, just that maybe your mind's real active in the daytime, and that's bringing you into the darkness energies maybe at night. So you want to stay peaceful, and maybe the dreams will stop. But the due timeline crashes on whatever you have that you experienced in the dream state. Or even if you're awake having a dream, daydream or something. Those are all real experiences in the physical energies that you're living on when you get that. So it may not be here, but it's somewhere else, and you're experiencing that live. So back to you.
Right, and you've given us so many processes, Ron, and commands to do, and I feel it's really helpful and important to command that your spirit be in your body, that you connect to the mind of your body for sleeping, that you stay on the CLS New Earth. You recently gave us the Source Energy Dome protection for over our bed that we can do through water activation. And all those things really help. And then also, the second you open your eyes, say, I command that I'm real, I'm heart-centered and real, and on the CLS New Earth, and that any timelines I may have gotten on are crashed immediately. And, you've said, well, that may not work if you had a bad dream like this person is recounting. May not do it all, but it helps.
Yep, everything helps. So
right.
Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone else wrote in about the Thursday healing that you did. The feeling in the back of my legs, Ron, is gone. Thanks for leaky hose work on top of the regular call. I had no idea why my legs started bothering me on my walk yesterday. Walked with ease today. So grateful.
Great. Wonderful.
Yes. All righty.
So I wouldn't doubt if the energy from these leaky holes has caused blood clots, So anyway, we'll be doing, that work on Sunday.
And I'm sorry, Ron, you wouldn't doubt the energy from the leaky hoses is what?
Yeah, it causes a lot of blood clotting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we'll see how the, like I said, the Sunday call works here. Because it's a little different for each person. And we might be working in a certain area, but that area that we're working in may go to something else in you with another hose that we're not talking about in a certain location, and that could get fixed also. So, it's hard to say where these hoses go to. And how many there are, but it'll be an interesting call. And so, get on it if you want to have a little better, a better life, or have maybe better body movement, or maybe some aches and pains could leave you. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. So here's a really nice thing someone sent in, Ron, and they sent even a picture with it. So it's nice to have. The clouds in central Florida are fluffy and beautiful, like when I was young. Thank you, Ron.
That's very nice. Good. Some real
right.
clouds.
And you've explained before that what we are more used to seeing, unfortunately, are the flat bottom clouds. You want to explain about that to people, Ron?
Yeah, well, the clouds get formed around alien ships. And so the alien ships have a flat bottom. And so that's why you're seeing a flat bottom cloud, because the cloud is drawn to the ship, or, you know, the energy that makes up a cloud, and or the aliens put out some kind of camouflage energy, which is what the gray sky clearing, won't be the clearing, but when I was working with the gray sky energies on a project with the military, that's what we called it, was gray skies, because the aliens are putting up a screen, or a gray sky screen around their ships so that it could not be detected. So it was like kind of like a fog energy in a sense, and we called it gray skies back then. So that's what the aliens are doing. Otherwise, their ships could become physical, and they didn't want to have that happen. And then we took that, the gray skies, and turned it into working with the clouds on the website for people who wanted to have some relief from the negative energies of gray skies, weather alterations, or whatever's coming your way for devastation, tornadoes, hurricanes, bad weather, you know, bad storms, et cetera. So that's why we have the gray sky clearing on the website. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and I've noticed, I think I've said this before, that a lot of the cartoons, the newer ones, especially the adult ones, the clouds were being drawn as flat-bottom clouds. So I wonder if the animators will notice and start to change the clouds back to round, fluffy ones.
Yes, that's interesting. Maybe it's young people, I'll say young, under 30, and the clouds have been here that long. And they may not know what a real cloud looks like.
Right.
So it may take them a while to even know. They may see a regular cloud and go, what's wrong with that cloud, you know?
Right. Why isn't it?
Yeah, there must be an alien cloud there. It just looks like a cotton ball. Oh, boy. Okay, so anyway, back to you.
Okay. So back to probably paranormal. Hello. I have had about 5 very bad things to happen to me within 2 weeks that are financially, emotionally, and mentally devastating. I was wondering if I am being attacked by someone or something. Thanks for everything.
Boy, I don't know. I guess that would be yes, because it's happening to you. What clearing could she do, or he do? Maybe get some suggestions from people to write in what they could do, what they've done when stuff happens like that. Sounds like you want to do that reoccurring event clearing, you know, because you have stuff happening to you, and that one could help you out. So back to you, Ann.
Right, well, I'll just say the first place to always start is to be here now, so you can stop being upset about anything, or, you know, all of it, so you're just there. I remember the first time in listening to these shows when you explained, Ron, well, the first thing is you just want to get it off you, because I think we think, oh, we have a lot of problems to solve and a lot of things to do, but if you just get yourself into peace first, at least, then a lot of stuff will straighten itself out. But, of course, there are many healings. Oh, and I wanted to ask, because a couple of people have written in about things, and, of course, the alien attack clearing is wonderful. But a few weeks ago, I think you mentioned the planet-star disconnection clearing. Might that be recommended still for people?
Well, you could be affected by that, yeah. So you got to find out is what you're dealing with, an internal problem or external. So you need to look at that to see if you've ever had these problems before or similar problems, and what energetic body is corrupted to cause it, because you're transmitting that energy, and we could just call it a negative energy, but it still could be a positive energy too. But you know, it's being read, and people are responding to it. And so you want to get off of that timeline of whatever you're dealing with and find out what energetic body is corrupted, bringing the energy to you. So, you know, definitely change your psychic billboard. That'd be probably the easiest thing to do on it. And that's $20 for the month, and that may help you out. you know, the next thing I could say is, are you going to have, it's like you had maybe three events, I guess. Are you going to have a fourth one? So what are you thinking about, or what's, you know, energy are you using to bring these things to you? So that's why I say you want to look internally. Unless somebody is doing a whammy on you, then it would be external. But typically everything happens, you know, internally. So find out what bodies you got to clear to alleviate these problems. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, so here is a wonderful follow-up email, Ron, to another email a few weeks ago of a person who lives, I believe, in the Midwest. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Ron suggested I change my billboard. Just have to say, random people stopped talking to me about the bad weather we've been having. At the store the other day, the cashier and I greeted each other. Then a man came up behind me. The cashier was still working on my things, but she was talking to the man and complaining to him about the awful weather and her driving home in the snow, etc. I smiled to myself and thought, that worked. So cool.
Yeah, you're out of the picture. That's good. Wonderful.
Right. You remember that, Ron, that people kept talking to her. All, you know, she wanted to get off that cold weather and bad weather timeline. And so, see, the billboard, you just mentioned that psychic billboard clearing, it really works.
Yep, very good.
You need to be aware of what people are looking at, what they see when they look at you, I guess. Okay. Okay, question. How many clearings do we need in order to bring our spirit back to us 95% or so into our body?
Well, I guess you mean that you want to get 95% of the body of your spirit that came into your body when you were born here. That's all that you can get. I don't know. You know, it depends how contaminated you are, how much judgment you have, you know, in your body, how many energetic bodies are corrupted. So everybody's different. If you live in the city and you see a lot of people, and you know, you're going to have a lot of corrupted bodies. If you're listening to me and maybe you live in Alaska, and you only see a few people because you're out in the boonies, we'll say, you probably have far less contamination than somebody who lives in the city. So, you know, how much, you know, stimulant do you have from people around you, seeing things, talking to people, because people bring you the problems, and that activates your DNA. So it's really hard to answer. You know, you just got to start with the clearings, you know. And, you know, I'll just ask you, what clearings have you had so far? Since you just sent in something, what whole life clearings have you had so far to help yourself? And then did you also purchase after that the unlimited version? So we'll see what we get back here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Somebody, thank you, listeners, so much. For the person with all the disasters, I would suggest the curses, hexes, spells, and dark side practitioners clearing for each of those issues of devastation the listener mentioned. Clear it in the options box. Also suggest the problematic recurring event barcode removal and check unknown for alien races and all the options. Unknown 24/7. Oh, and also unknown 24/7 for the eliminating alien attack clearing.
Very
so
good.
That's a lot of great suggestions. Okay. So Ron, if you could, you have a death barcode removal clearing. And the unlimited version gives us some more options like the mind of the body, et cetera. So a person has a question here, and I'm not sure if this works. So you could maybe explain this. How to clear the death barcode for money? Is there a money death barcode?
Nope, I don't have anything listed there, no.
No, I didn't think so. Okay. Yes, there is no money, specifically death barcode. Now,
what I would do is probably a fear clearing. Do your whole lifetime fear clearing because you're afraid of money. If you weren't afraid of money, you'd have money. So the issue is with you not having money because, you know, your DNA doesn't want to have money. So do a fear clearing and maybe some other clearing to help you out with that. Anything else you might think of that could help with? And also, you know, most people think that it's like gun control, okay? So naturally you hear about, every year you hear about something in a school going off where somebody has a gun, whatever the type of gun it is, makes no difference, but they shoot people or do things, you know? And that's probably worldwide. So right away they say, well, it's gun control. Well, did the gun get shot by itself? No, the person did it. So, you know, if it wasn't a gun, it could have been a knife or something else or a rock or whatever. And so you have to look at it as with the energy of that, you know, it's not the gun. So what about the money? Are you afraid of money? Do you have the concept that money is only for evil people to use? Is it just a medium to exchange things? The person causes the problem with money. You say, so you need to see if you don't like money because maybe you were taught that evil people get rich and other people, you know, don't have money, something like that, because the rich people steal and you don't want to be caught stealing, so you don't have money. But it's not the money, it's the person. So you need to realize that the money is just a medium. And so if you took on some type of mindset relating to money that it's no good, of course you don't have any. Or that it's evil or it's filthy or it's dirty, you know, there's all different things that, you know, the dark side teaches people about money. And you need to make friends with money. You need to have your body become a money magnet, you know. You need to release the energy out of you that is repelling money from you. So it's actually your issue. So back to you.
Right. And I would say, Ron, one of the many, again, commands that you have taught us is I now increase my life force energy. Because I remember a long time ago you saying money is your life force energy. And so I now say, I now increase my life force energy a few times, and then I immediately say shrink wrap. And I feel it's a good balance of course, I want to be powered up and have my life force energy powerful, but then we also want to shrink wrap our energy so it's not stolen, or when you go out in public, people are walking through your energy field, et cetera. And I feel like that really helps. And of course, the usuals. Be heart-centered, be peaceful and calm, because if you're peaceful and calm, you're not making judgments about money or other people's money or lack of their money or too much money, whatever you think. It's all a judgment.
Yep, so, you know, just realize that you need to become the money. Shouldn't have any issue with it at all. And, you know, like I said, do the psychic billboard on it and start changing what people read you with the money. And you can't hoard the money because that will cut off your flow too. So,
anyway, it's just something that needs to be recycled. Remember, it's currency, so it's current, you know, maybe movement in the sea. So think of it that way. You can't stop the ocean tide, but you're actually doing it if you don't have any currency. You say you don't have a way to be in the flow. So you just need to come into oneness with the money. That's why we mentioned a few of the S-bills and things, to have people maybe wash the money if it's bills so they're not contaminated, and then charge them up, make them neutralize, we'll say, on the object clearing. And people, you know, like I mentioned, get maybe $1,000, $1,000 bills and put it into a money belt or something, or whatever works for you, and have it close to your skin. And then you're going to be dealing with three fears: fear of losing it, fear of spending it, and fear of having it stolen. And so once you hold on to the money, you know, daily, you know, for about a month or even 2 months, you should feel a little different toward money, because you're going to realize that, yeah, it's just money now. And, you know, it's not going to affect you in a negative way. But you need to come into the resonance of that currency. And if you can't get that much money, then maybe get $100. You know, maybe get like 10 tens or something. But it's up to you, whatever you choose to do. What most people that I've talked with who've done it, they're able to get their hands on $1,000 and or borrow it, you know, for a month from somebody and have it on them so that they could become more in oneness with it. So if anybody has done that, maybe you could send an email. We could talk about it tomorrow, you know, on the show, and to see if that actually helps you draw money to you afterwards, because now you're in a different energy source. You changed, in a sense, you changed timelines. So instead of being in the lack of money timeline, you're now on the money timeline of, yeah, boy, I can get more money because I already have it on me, and I want another $100 bill. Whereas if you're in lack of money, a $100 bill may be way out of your ballpark, and maybe you can only ask for a 10. So you need to get stepped up, and then you need to be just in oneness with everything. So if you want a dollar or $100, it makes no difference to you. There's no meaning on the amount of zeros behind the one. So back to you.
That was a great review, Ron, and you have shared that exercise with us before. I know a lot of people, wisely, in my opinion, go back and listen to all of the BBS archives, and you have talked about that quite a bit. It was a few years ago, but I think it's a great suggestion, and people may, if they enjoyed this show tonight, it might be a good one to just jot down the date, and maybe by Monday or so, it'll be in the archives on the BBS radio station page, and you could re-listen to it and take some notes, and you'll, you know, be able to understand and get everything that Ron talked about tonight. And someone else wrote in with a suggestion for the same person: try the prosperity bundle clearing. Of course, great idea. They go on to say, this one is great. You have to really be careful with the words you use on the psychic billboard. Only up to 10 words. Notice how life changes around you and go in it and update or tweak your billboard as you get reactions from the outside. I was reminded about this from the BBS show last week. I adjusted my billboard clearing before I went to bed. In the morning, I heard an idea in my head that I immediately put into action on my way to making more money. I love the billboard clearing.
Oh, very good. And then also, you know, maybe you're a victim to your soul family. Maybe you raised your hands because you don't have any money, and they wanted somebody to be in poverty, and you know that very well, that you live it daily, so you raise your hand up, and they go, oh, we need you to be in poverty so we can experience this here. And so since you're a willing participant from your soul family, you know, your spirit is doing that for you. And it's taken away that energy that you would normally have. So you may want to check out your soul family clearing and get that stuff released off of you. So that's another way that you could be harmed with your spirit, because your spirit, you know, does that to you. It'll sacrifice you, unfortunately, because that's what the soul family does. That's the darkness energy guiding the soul family into its life path. So back to you. And you probably want to get your spirit cleaned off, you know? So that's another thing. Do some spirit clearings. You know, when you do your clearings on the website, make sure your spirit gets cleaned off. And like I said, the first one you probably want to do, if you haven't done it, is you want to get your whole lifetime fear clearing. That's after you do the emotional and the mental. The number three would be fear. And do that, then buy the unlimited after you do your whole lifetime. And maybe get on that quite often because you're in fear of money. So it could be fear of something else. Maybe you have some kind of illness and you're in fear of it. It's all the same stuff. Fear is fear, but it depends, you know, how it's you're relating to it and how it's relating to you. So back to you, Aaron. I guess we can get off at maybe you've got 10 minutes more to go, I think.
Yes, great. That's so nice of BBS that we have a little more time on the Friday and Saturday shows. And speaking of the Saturday show, I just want to remind everyone or let people know that there's another BBS radio station show tomorrow evening, same time, 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2. And we talk about and often do a lot of healings on that show. And also, Ron will actually be bi-locating us to Creation Lightship to experience a physical healing. So if you haven't done that before, mark on your calendar, or even I would say if it's the middle of the night, maybe get up and listen to the show. It's really worth it. It's quite an experience. Okay, so another question. Alien abductions. How would I use the unlimited alien abduction clearing I have to keep from being abducted?
Well, abductions are on timelines, so you want to get off of timelines. What else would you think, Ann? Because, you know, if you're having alien troubles, you're still on the old Earth. So I'm trying to relate to you from the new Earth and going to the old Earth to look at your situation. And that's why we have the alien attack page, limiting alien attacks. So that's one. You know, you have, you know, blood barcodes aliens put on you. You have all different types of things. So you may want to do one of the mind matrix ones, because maybe they're coming in through the mind matrix to attach to you. But maybe you have some other ideas, Ann.
Well, yeah, I mean, I write in on that clearing, but actually I don't know that I've done that one in a while, because I haven't had this worry too much. It could even be a fear clearing that the aliens are, you know, or you've been abducted so you have a fear it could happen again. But I, on that one, and also the clearing cloned bodies on cloned Earths, first of all, I keep them running all night. And I just say I command to be my spirit and body to be guarded and protected from all alien abduction. I mean, all I can say is I sleep very well. So I feel like it's working. So as if Ron says, you know, you're doing these things and it's not working, then you need a little more of the alien attack, as people were saying. Always command to be on the CLS New Earth. I only say CLS New Earth because of New Age people in my past talking about the New Earth. And I just want to make sure I'm not connecting to any weirdo New Earth. Only the Source Energy New Earth. Maybe Source, I don't know, is Creation Lightship or saying Source Energy is the same thing, right, Ron?
Yeah, that would be it. Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
That would be the same. So, yes, that's good. And, you know, I could ask the people that are having alien attacks, are you an avid UFO watcher? Do you go on YouTube and look for people talking about aliens? You know, have you been to MUFON stuff? Are you searching for information about something? You know, are you trying to find out about the Nephilims or other aliens that have been here? But right away, that's going to hook you up to them. You have your free will to investigate them to see what they have done by people who maybe do channeling or give information out, okay? And then that gives the aliens the same right to do something to you because as above, so below. And so by you doing this with your free will, they know that their free will, you know, is you're just, they're connecting to you because of your free will wanting you to connect to them. So it works both ways. So if you are doing a lot of looking at websites, trying to get information, well, that's your dismay. You want to not do that. You want to get off of that searching for information as it's hooking you up more and more. You're going down further down the rat hole. So actually, you know, you're bringing it upon yourself. Don't do website searching for aliens. And sometimes they have the alien movies, your TV, DVD stuff, you know, that could be also a problem. What you're watching is probably going to be real somewhere. Remember, the writer got the information, the person who, you know, did it and the director and everything else, they're probably being downloaded as they're doing the movie. And, you know, what's in those pixels to connect you? So anyway, that's the problem that you could have is just being connected continuously as you're looking at this stuff. So it's another way to look at it. You're not going to really get any resolution as you watched a movie on aliens and thinking that, that's good. We, the Air Force and the Marines and everybody else killed these aliens on this movie, and now they're gone. No, they just showed you what they're doing to you on other timelines. And, you know, it's just a movie. So, you know, don't harm yourself by looking at things over and over and over again to get resolution. You know, walk away, Renee. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, I'd like to know a lot less about aliens than I know. And you have pointed out so many times these different movies or TV shows, they're showing the truth. So, yeah, there's a balance, right, to kind of have awareness of what's happening, but also, you know, don't get too involved. I would think
if you want
keeping
to watch the movie that's real, watch the Jupiter Ascending. So
right.
That is a 100% real movie. So it'll show you what they're doing here. But, you know, still, you know, are you going to be hooked up after you watch the movie? Well, you probably are already hooked up. So maybe you just want to see what they're doing. So that might be okay. You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know, to talk about them and then yet to see a movie about something. And a lot of the movies that's out now are dealing with paranormal stuff and aliens, et cetera, or shapeshifters, or, you know, maybe the zombie movies, I think, kind of maybe came and went, you know, the last few years. But that's another alien-type thing. So, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about something that I am telling you not to talk about or listen to or watch. But that's the way it is. So stay in the new earth energy, be peaceful, and that's where you want to be. And remember, your past, whatever you viewed, went into your DNA, and that probably reenacted alien abductions, you know, 1,000 years ago in your body. And now, you know, that alien abduction stuff that you had, that's in your genetics. Right now, the aliens go, oh, man, we forgot about this person. Yeah, we abducted them, you know, 800 years ago, and we forgot about it. We lost you. Now it's activated, and we'll now you know, do our thing on you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay.
And then also there's people that go to the pyramids. Oh, boy. And, you know, want to experience that in Egypt. Hello. You know, that's alien stuff, too. Naturally, that's very obvious. So remember, you don't know when you're not here and when you get abducted. So you could be having a nice vacation, walking up a pyramid, and when you're turned off, you could be somewhere else, you know, having your head chopped off or something, or the body torn into, like with the Mayans did. So, and imagine every other race had them, but they had pyramids too. They always had sacrifices. So anyway, you're there to have that experience. That's why you're there. And may not be what you think it is. So back to you, Ann. Looks like we're about five after.
Are we already? Wow. Okay, I was going to ask if you wanted to do a sample healing of something, but, yeah, we don't have time. So please join us tomorrow evening, as I said. And now, Ron, you do have one more healing to do because it always feels like a healing when you do at the end of the show the mind-to-heart drop and the command to stay real.
Thank you, Ron. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I guess you could say make me real. That way it's in the now. So here we go. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank all your listeners and send in your testimonials and information to help other people. Blessings. See you later. Bye, everyone.